Okay, so have you ever been like craving something specific, like really in the mood for, I don't know, maybe some killer pad thai, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna find the best pad thai in town. So you pull up Google Maps, right? You start scrolling through, looking for a place with like rave reviews. You know those ones with comments like best pad thai ever, or like a must try in all caps, and you're like, sold, that's the one. You can practically taste it, right? You're practically drooling your way to the restaurant,
I've totally been there.
only to find out it's a total flop, a complete and utter letdown. And those glowing reviews, totally fake. As real as a unicorn riding a roller coaster.
Oh man, the worst.
Yeah, right. Well, it turns out this whole fake review thing is a huge E problem, and Google Maps is finally like, enough is enough, we're cracking
Yeah,
down.
it's about time, right?
Right. So for this deep dive, we are talking all things fake reviews on Google Maps. We've got this really interesting article from WebPro News about how Google's taken a hard stance with their new policy. And yeah, it's about to get real for businesses trying to game the system.
It's fascinating, really, because it's not just about those, desperate restaurants or whatever. This whole fake review thing, it's like a plague on the internet, right? It's everywhere. Every business you can think of, from plumbers to hair salons to, even like dog
Dog
walkers.
walkers?
Really?
Oh yeah, I've seen it all. But the point is, this issue is way bigger than just a few bad apples, and even the government is getting involved. We're talking about the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, stepping in here.
Wow, the FTC, that's serious business. What are they doing about it? Well, they're basically saying that fake reviews, they're not just unethical, they're illegal. They're cracking down on businesses that use them. And it just goes to show how widespread this problem has become, and how it's affecting both businesses and us, the consumers.
Yeah, we all lose when trust is broken like that.
Exactly. So it's like this whole hidden battle is happening online, this fight for reputation and credibility. And we're all caught in the crossfire trying to figure out who to trust and where to spend our hard-earned money.
It's the Wild West of online reviews out there.
Tell me about it. But hey, that's why we're here, right? To shed some light on this whole thing.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what Google's actually doing to combat this, because it sounds like they're not messing around anymore.
Right, so Google's taking some serious action against businesses that are caught, let's say, enhancing their reputations. They're calling it a violation of their fake engagement policy, which basically means you can't artificially inflate your reputation with fake reviews or likes or any of that shady stuff.
Okay, so that's the line in the sand. But what happens if they catch you crossing it? What are the consequences?
Well, Google isn't messing around with these penalties, that's for sure.
Rightfully so, if you ask me. No one wants to be duped by a bunch of phony reviews.
Exactly. So let's say you're a business owner. And Google catches you using these shady tactics. The first thing that could happen is they could block you from getting any new reviews or ratings.
Oh, wow. So they can just completely shut you
Well,
down?
not permanently, but for a set period, yeah. It's
Yeah.
like Google hits the pause button on your reputation.
That's got to sting, especially for businesses that live and breathe by those online reviews.
Oh, it's a major blow for sure.
Yeah.
Especially in today's world where, let's face it, everyone checks those reviews before they even think about going to a
I
business.
know I do, but wait, it gets worse, right? There's more they can do.
Yeah, unfortunately for those shady businesses out there, it does get worse. They might even hide your existing reviews.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah, so all those genuine reviews you might have worked hard to get, those could be gone, hidden from potential customers.
Oh man, talk about adding insult to injury.
Right, it's like all that effort, poof, vanished.
It's the digital equivalent of boarding up your storefront because you got caught doing something shady.
Exactly. And you know what the best part is? Or worst, depending on how you look at it. There's also the public warning. Imagine this. You're a potential customer, you pull up a business on Google Maps, and bam, right there on their profile is a big, bright warning flag for everyone to see.
No way, really? Like a scarlet letter for fake reviews?
Pretty much. It's a PR nightmare for any business.
I can't imagine that inspires a lot of confidence in potential customers.
Not really, but there is one thing we haven't considered.
What's that?
What if the business is innocent? Right? What if it's a case of mistaken identity, or even worse, sabotage?
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. What if a competitor is like, let me tank this guy's rating with a bunch of fake negative reviews?
Exactly. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, especially in the online world.
Right. So, does Google have anything in place for situations like that? What if a business is truly innocent?
Thankfully, they've thought of that. They
Great.
actually have an appeal process for businesses who think they've been unfairly penalized.
Okay, so there's hope for the little guy, the wrongly accused.
Yeah, absolutely. Google's not just going to slap you with a penalty and call it a day.
So walk me through this appeal process. What does a business have to do to clear their name?
Well, from what I understand, the business can submit an appeal to Google, explaining why they believe the penalty is wrong.
So they've got to plead their case, present their evidence, all that jazz.
Exactly. And Google says they'll re-review the profile, taking into account any additional context the business provides. So let's say you've got proof that those negative reviews were bogus. You can show that to Google.
Okay, so there's a chance to fight back, which is good. But it does make you wonder, how does Google even tell if a review is fake in the first place? I mean, some of these fake reviews are so elaborate, right?
Oh, absolutely. They can be super convincing. But Google's no dummy. They've got these sophisticated algorithms that analyze tons of data.
Algorithms, huh? Sounds complicated.
Yeah, it's pretty high-tech stuff. They look for patterns, you know, like a sudden influx of positive reviews out of nowhere.
Ah, so like if a restaurant with 2 reviews suddenly has 200 all praising the amazing food, red flag.
Exactly. Or if the reviews are all using the same language, like they're reading from a script.
Or if they're all from accounts that were created like yesterday.
Bingo. Those are all telltale signs.
Yeah.
But it's like an arms race, honestly. As soon as Google gets good at spotting these fakes, the fakers, they up their game too.
It's like a game of digital cat and mouse, with our online experiences hanging in the balance. But look, let's be real. We all rely on Google Maps, right? I mean, I use it for everything. Finding new restaurants, obviously, but also, like, finding a good plumber when my sink's about to explode.
Right, me too. It's the go-to for local recommendations.
Exactly. So this whole crackdown, it's not just about punishing businesses, right? It's about protecting us, the users, and making sure we can trust the information we see online.
100%.
Yeah.
It's about rebuilding that trust that's been slowly eroding. You know, because think about it, if we can't trust what we see on Google Maps, then what can we trust?
It's true. It's like if we start questioning every 5-star review, the whole system kind of falls apart, doesn't it?
Exactly. And that's why this issue is so important, because it really affects all of us. It impacts our choices, our decisions, even our perception of the world around us.
It's like we go online to simplify our lives, to find the best of the best.
Right. Yeah.
But then we end up in this maze of misinformation.
Right. And then it becomes this whole thing where you're trying to separate the real from the fake, and it's exhausting. Who has time for that?
Not me.
Yeah.
So I guess what we're talking about here is, like, we need to become smarter consumers of online information, right? Be a little more discerning, maybe a little less trusting.
Absolutely. It's about developing a healthy sense of skepticism, I think. Don't just blindly trust the stars, you know?
Yeah.
Do a little digging.
Yeah, like, don't just take those 5-star reviews at face value. Look a little closer, read between the lines. So it's almost like what we're talking about is like a, I don't know, a kind of digital literacy, right? Like, we need to learn how to read between the lines in this online world.
Absolutely. Think about it. It's not that different from, you know, like spotting a fake Louis Vuitton bag or something. You learn the telltale signs, the little details that give it away.
Right. Like, if the stitching's crooked, it's probably not the real deal.
Exactly. And it's the same with online reviews. You got to look for the stitching, you know, the little inconsistencies that suggest something's not quite right.
I like that. So what we're saying is, don't just trust the label, inspect the seams.
Exactly. Google's doing their part by cracking down on these fake businesses. But we as users, we need to up our game too.
Right. Yeah. It's a team effort. Okay. So before we wrap things up, let's quickly recap what we've learned today about fake reviews on Google Maps. First off, Google's not playing around. They've got this whole fake engagement policy and some pretty hefty penalties for businesses caught breaking the rules. We're talking about blocked reviews, hidden reviews, even like a big warning sign on your business profile.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
Nope, not at all. But on the flip side, they also have an appeal process for businesses who think they've been wrongly accused, which is good. And for everyone out there, you know, relying on Google Maps to find their next favorite restaurant or, you know, a trustworthy plumber.
Or dog walker.
Right, or dog walker. It's just a good reminder to stay vigilant. Don't just blindly trust those 5-star reviews. Do a little digging. Look for those telltale signs of authenticity.
Absolutely. And you know what? If something feels off, trust your gut. It's usually right.
That's great advice. Always trust your gut. Well, on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. So to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has been helpful and maybe even a little eye-opening.
Yeah, just remember, when it comes to online reviews, knowledge is power. The more you know, the better equipped you are to navigate this digital landscape.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive, everyone. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and always double check those reviews. You never know what you might find lurking behind those shiny stars.